This is KUT. Austin School Board Vice President Paul Saldana will announce he's resigning from the board this morning. KUT's Kate McGee reports his departure means the school board is losing its lone Hispanic representative.
Saldana is holding a press conference at 9 a.m. at the school board headquarters to announce his resignation. In a statement, Saldana said, quote, "After much consideration, I have decided to step down from the AISD Board of Trustees in an effort to refocus priorities and spend more quality time with my family," end quote. Saldana was not available for a recorded interview by KUT's deadline. School board president Kendall Pace says she's disappointed by Saldana's decision.
Because he was a true asset. You know, at the board with his passion and his deep knowledge of all our challenges, and he pushed us to be better. And he is also, as you know, one of the most vocal, consistent advocates for the underserved, specifically our immigrant populations, our Hispanic communities, and the underserved. So he'll be missed.
Saldana was elected in 2014 to represent District 6, which includes South Central Austin. His resignation leaves only one trustee of color on the board, District 1 trustee Ted Gordon. And it means there will be no Hispanic representation on the board in a district with a school population that's nearly 60% Hispanic.
You know, I think that's another reason why it's sad to see Paul leave. He was a strong advocate for those communities. And not that others weren't in different ways, but I do think that diversity was important.
During his term, Saldana pushed the district to complete an equity self-assessment and wanted the district to require high school students take an ethnic studies course. Recently, Saldana criticized Austin ISD after it sent a memo to campuses advising staff not to provide resources to immigrant students and families after recent arrests of undocumented immigrants. Saldana wrote an open letter to students reassuring them their campuses were safe places. The board can either appoint a successor until the next election or hold a special election for his seat. But Kendall Pace says she expects the board to lean toward appointing a successor.
I don't think we want to have an empty seat for 6 months. We've just got, you know, too much important work and need whoever that person is to, if they're not, you know, up to speed in AISD issues, at least come up to speed. Because we've got a lot of important things, especially if we're looking for a bond in November 2017. We don't want to wait.
Saldana's last meeting will be April 24th. Kate McGee, KUT News.